Alright, if the wind's coming from a certain direction, and say it's coming from the north, how would you say that?
Usually you'll hear it on TV, blowing out of the south or blowing out of the north.
Yeah. Okay. You'd refer to it as blowing out.
Right.
Okay. That's fine. Alright, now, the difference between a cloudburst or a thunderstorm, as you said, and one where it's just, you know, lightly coming down, rain is just lightly coming down, what would you call that?
Drizzling.
Just drizzling?
Mm-hmm.
Does your hair fall when it drizzles?
It always falls, no matter what.
Okay. Alright, now, there's another type of precipitation where it's not raining, but it's like a heavy mist coming out over the land, and it's down low over the...
Like fog.
Yeah.
Fog.
Alright, if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, would you say?
I'd say it was dry.
Dry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright. The wind has been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger. You'd say it's doing what?
I'd say it's picking up.
Alright, if it's just the opposite and the wind has been strong and is getting weaker, you'd say it's what?
Dying down.
Dying down.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, now, I know you don't get much around Dalton here, but there's a white coating on the ground sometimes when you get up in the morning.
Right, snow.
Snow. Alright,
once a year, if we're lucky.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're in the mountains. You have the mountains right here.
It passes us by.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if it's not snow, and
okay,
there's only a light, just like a light, almost like an icing on the grass and things like that, how would you...
Sleet?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
No.
Or
dew?
Dew's not
the
snow.
The dew, you see.
That's
the dew.
Wet. Yeah, we have more dew.
Okay.
In the summertime.
All right, if it's real cold and the lake, you know, will react to this on a night that's real cold, how would you say that?
That it freezes over.
Alright, if it... Maybe you might want to complete these. If it gets much colder tonight, the pond may...
freeze.
Okay. Alright, what would you call the room where we are now with the television in front of us? And
this would have to be the living room.
The living room. Okay, would you ever refer to it as a parlor?
Never.
Never. I wouldn't either. Grandmother might. Do you think your grandmother might?
Never.
Never?
No. She was very country. She would have never, never referred to anything as the parlor, I'm sure.
How about the sitting room?
I don't think so.
No?
Mm-mm.
Correct. Okay, you want to tell me, basically, about your apartment. I want you to just describe it to me. When you walk in, what room we're in, where we,
okay.
To what.
Okay, well.
Like, kind of like a floor plan.
Oh, well, it's a duplex. It's got two bedrooms, very small. When you first walk in, you see the living room, and you can see into the kitchen. And, like I said, it's very, very small. Doesn't have much excess room.
Do you have much closet space?
Not much closet space.
You've already described the outside.
No back door, just the living room. I mean, just the front door going into the living room. No other way to get in or out.
What about your neighbors? Yeah, this will not be good.
Yes, right. I will not continue on that.
Okay. Do you have a fireplace there?
No fireplace.
Okay. If you have smoke in this,
okay,
object, you'd say the smoke goes up through the
chimney.
Okay.